By the way, sometime you should go out to, if you're interested in milk, seeing how it's processed, go out to one of these big dairies, like the one I'm on by Sears Roebuck. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and see that strainer and the disc filter comes out at a homogenizing machine.
Out.
It looked like cold set in it sometimes.
Really? Ah, well, you were talking about the pail. Do you ever call it something else if it's made out of plastic as opposed to metal or wood?
Well, I don't know what you really could. Other, if you carried in a container, be a one thing I know of, be a plastic container now. Of course, back then we didn't know what plastic were, you know. That was a new word altogether.
All right. Well, what kind of container would you use to carry food to the pigs?
Bucket.
Bucket?
Slop bucket, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
If you feed them liquid slop, mostly food for pigs is either prepared food you buy or else other stuff you get, mix it up yourself, we call it swill.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a state law now. You cannot feed a hog anything swill unless it's cooked.
Really? I'm learning a lot. Okay.
Well, if you had 10 hogs out there and a bakery was next door to you, you could not use that bread to feed those hogs mixed with anything else other than was cooked.
Huh.
So your hog would eat anything.
Yeah.
And I've seen them eat snakes, even.
They like to eat.
Yeah.
Well, what do you fry eggs in?
Well, commonly speaking, a skillet, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Fry pan, whichever one you want to call it.
What's it made out of?
Well, the one of the present day was made out of metal and Teflon.
Mm-hmm.
Teflon line.
Well, a long time ago, did you ever see one that had legs on it that sat in the fireplace?
You mean to fry eggs on?
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I never seen one of those.
No. Okay.
I saw a long time ago where we had pots. They cooked vegetables in the fireplace, had legs on it.
Uh-huh.
Short ones, about 2 or 3 inches long.
Yeah, what would you call that? Was it big?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
Well, they used to call them different things, pot, from a pot on up to, in latter early parts of the years, called it a Dutch oven, maybe, and 2 or 3 other things.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have another name for it? Maybe... Gosh.
Of course, we used to boil water in a thing called kettle.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's what I was after.
Yeah.
What would you call a container that you keep flowers in, like this?
A vase, a vase, whichever one you...
What do you call it?
Vase.
And what are the eating utensils that you use? Just your ordinary eating utensils.
You mean your knives and your forks and
mm-hmm.
spoon?
Mm-hmm.
Your plate?
Of course,
that's not your utensil, but that's what we got to have to go along with it.
Absolutely.